With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The House overwhelmingly approved an aid package for Ukraine yesterday.
The vote was 311 to 112, with one member voting present. The bill totals $61 billion, passed during a rare Saturday session as part of an overall proposal for $95 billion in foreign aid, with separate outlays for Israel and other U.S. allies in the Indo-Pacific region.
That's correspondent George Williams. He says the legislation moves back to the Senate now for expected passage early this week before heading to President Biden's desk for his signature. The Supreme Court has made it easier for workers who are transferred from one job to another against their will to pursue job discrimination claims under federal civil rights law.
The individuals can seek the claims even when they are not demoted or docked pay. Justice Elena Kagan wrote for the court that workers only have to show that the transfer resulted in some but not necessarily significant harm to prove their claims. The justices unanimously revived a sex discrimination lawsuit filed by a St. Louis police sergeant after she was forcibly transferred but retained her rank and pay.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The oil industry's top lobbying group says Biden administration rules restricting oil and gas leasing in 13 million acres of Alaska's petroleum reserve are misguided. The American Petroleum Institute says the rules limit development in a region, quote, intended by Congress to bolster America's energy security. The Biden administration recently finalized those rules. Iran's supreme leader dismissing any discussion of whether Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile attack on Israel actually hit anything. It's a tacit acknowledgement that despite launching the massive assault, few projectiles reached their targets. This is SRN News. Pro-life advocates are decrying the Biden administration's new interpretation of the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. According to new federal regulations, workers will be entitled to take time off and other job accommodations for abortions. The act passed with robust bipartisan congressional support in 2022, but sparked controversy last year when the EEOC included abortion in its draft rules. The act requires most employers with 15 or more workers to provide reasonable accommodations for a woman's known limitations related to pregnancy, childbirth, or other medical conditions. Arizona is not the only state with a 150-year-old abortion ban that could go back into effect now that Roe v. Wade has been repealed. Wisconsin has a law from 1849 that bans abortions unless it is necessary to save the life of the mother. After the Dobbs decision came out, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Kell filed a lawsuit arguing that a 1849 law is not valid. This is SRN News. Memphis police say two people were killed, six injured in a shooting at a park party.
Eight people were shot, including two men who were killed at a private party in Memphis City's Orange Mound Park Saturday night around 7 p.m. Police say up to 300 people were there, but it doesn't seem they had a permit for the party. Officials are reviewing video and say at least two people are believed to have fired weapons during the shooting. Memphis police initially reported 16 people shot, but revised the number, blaming it on a result of several victims being reported multiple times. I'm Julie Walker.
Today is Sunday, April the 21st, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actress Patti LuPone. She is 75 years old. Actor Tony Danza is 73 today. Former NFL quarterback Tony Romo, 44. This is SRN News.